The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here is the news. The National Ballet of China is set to captivate audiences in the northern Dutch province of Friesland this June, as it prepares to stage a three-day show at a packed-out venue. According to the cultural section of the Chinese Embassy in the Netherlands, preparations are underway to ensure this ballet spectacle becomes a highlight of Sino-Dutch cultural exchange. The event, scheduled for June the 6th to 8th, promises to be a fusion of dance, lighting, sound, as well as a culinary journey blending Chinese and Dutch flavors. The event will be hosted in the iconic Abe Leenstra Stadium in Heerenveen. The National Ballet of China is set to dispatch a team of over 60 dancers to perform in the northern Dutch city. Jan van Erve, one of the Dutch organizers of the ballet event, said that the performance will be a once-in-a-lifetime event. Van Erve noted that the selected production for this event is Inspiration and Glory, a Chinese ballet which draws inspiration from classic Chinese myths, expressing belief that these classic tales hold profound life lessons and will offer Dutch audiences a fresh cultural experience through ballet. To further enhance the performance's impact, organizers have devised several creative activities to make the art form more relatable to Dutch audiences.
You're listening to Special English.
From stately phoenixes to writhing serpents, sonorous bells, and swathes of wispy silk, the cultural relics from China's Bronze Age have been thrilling visitors at the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco. Entitled Phoenix Kingdoms, The Last Splendor of China's Bronze Age, the exhibition showcases more than 260 items or sets of artifacts from ancient Chinese Zhang and Chu kingdoms during the multi-state Zhou dynasty, a period known for its cultural diversity and the birth of great philosophers, including Confucius. The artifacts, which include jade, bronze, gold, as well as lacquer and textile works, bring to life the distinguished Bronze Age that flourished 3,000 years ago along the Yangtze River, a cradle of Chinese civilization. This is the largest exhibition of cultural property China has ever organized in the United States in recent years. Many of the artifacts have never been exhibited outside China before. The mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, said in a congratulatory letter to the event that the artworks on display are stunning and the city is lucky to be the first in the United States to experience the sophistication, beauty, and splendor of China's Bronze Age. The artifacts have been collected from museums in five cities in Hubei province in China. The exhibition runs until July the 22nd and has been organized by the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco
and the Hubei Provincial Museum in China.
This is Special English,
a program dedicated to exploring essential science books, has been gaining attention on China's live streaming platform Douyin, drawing millions of views and attracting nearly 90,000 viewers in just 2 years, amidst the rise in popularity of scientific literature across the country. Every week, esteemed scientists and scholars are invited to share their insights on science books on the live streaming platform, ranging from Euclid's Elements to Darwin's On the Origin of Species and Hawking's A Brief History of Time. Program planner Wu Guosheng noted that the show aims to ignite public interest in science and foster the participation of both scientists and the public. Wu said that they do not encourage people to engage with classic science books for academic purposes, but rather to make the experience of reading about science captivating, enlightening, and rewarding. Wu is the Dean of the Department of History of Science at Tsinghua University. His team has promoted almost 100 classic science books on social media since 2022. Data released by Beijing-based industry research company Open Book shows that the science book market share has increased consistently in recent years. A similar trend can be seen in the publication of children's books, which account for the largest portion of the domestic book market. Sales of science books for young readers have surpassed those of children's literature. Wang Dapeng, a member of the China Research Institute of Science Popularization, said that the upward trend is partly attributable to the fact that increasing numbers of experts are willing to share their knowledge through books. The popularity of science literature is also being boosted by China's rapid science and technology development. Xu Guoqiang, deputy editor-in-chief of the World Publishing Company, noted that recent advances in biomedicine, aerospace, astronomy, as well as artificial intelligence and information technology, have sparked waves of public enthusiasm for science, thus injecting new vitality into the publication and marketing of science books. The editor added that the public would turn to books for a better understanding of the country's cutting-edge scientific achievements, citing examples of China's successful launch of a Mars rover and its future plans for manned moon landing missions. Xu said that the development of popular science-related publications and reading relies on people's scientific literacy, which reached 14% last year, and is expected to reach 25% by 2035. Xu added that science popularization is a crucial means to enhance people's scientific literacy, and, in turn, an enhancement would also contribute to the prosperity of popular science.
You're listening to Special English.
We all enter this world with a universal greeting.
we then learn to speak.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Dobre utro.
Hoy estoy muy contenta.
Though our languages, cultures and traditions may differ, we still share one thing in common. We have hope for humanity and the world.
Donated an additional 500,000.
German Railway Company Deutsche
Director of the International
the 26th
Monetary
United Nations Climate. Hear the difference with CGTN Radio. Join our global network to connect with the world.
CGTN Radio. Hear the difference.
大婶, I'm back in Korea.
Home.
I love you, Betty.
Love.
Remember?
Thank you.
Bing,
fate.
Take care.
Mi-tun.
What do they truly mean?
Dasha, where did you go? Dasha!
Embark on a century-long journey with CGTN Radio's latest offering. Echoes of Kulyan, a gripping audio drama series inspired by real-life tales.
Has anyone heard of a Kodasha?
From unexpected encounters to heartfelt reunions, immerse yourself in a narrative of love, peace, and enduring friendship.
He's a piece of my lost childhood.
Listen to Echoes of Kulyan on radio.cgtn.com and all major podcast platforms.
Bing An.
Bing, Bing An, Bing An.
You're listening to Special English.
Chinese scientists have discovered 46 subglacial lakes beneath the ice sheet in East Antarctica using an innovative analysis method. Antarctica is covered by a vast ice sheet with an average thickness of over 2,400 meters. Beneath this ice sheet, there exist numerous diverse subglacial lakes. They are formed when melting ice streams flow over depressions in the bedrock beneath the ice sheet. And the study of subglacial lakes in Antarctica is of significant importance for understanding ice sheet dynamics, sedimentary processes, as well as subglacial geochemical cycles and the evolution of life. That is according to Tang Shuiyuan, a research group leader from the Polar Research Institute of China. Scientists have introduced a novel method utilizing variational autoencoding to analyze the waveform features of ice bottom reflections shown in ice radar data. Employing this approach, the research team conducted a comprehensive scan of ice radar images in the region of the Gambertsev subglacial mountains in East Antarctica. The results revealed the existence of 46 subglacial lakes, characterized by geometric contours, which are considerably smaller than those identified by conventional methods. Scientists believe this new method significantly improves the efficiency and accuracy of subglacial lake discovery, and also holds promise for extending to the detection and labeling of more types of subglacial environments in Antarctica. The research was jointly conducted by teams from the Polar Research Institute of China, the China University of Geosciences Wuhan, and the Southern University of Science and Technology. According to current statistics, scientists worldwide have discovered a total of 675 subglacial lakes beneath the Antarctic ice sheet, with three of them successfully drilled and sampled.
This is Special English.
Chinese experts have discovered a panda fossil site during a scientific expedition in a cave in southwest China's Guizhou province. This latest discovery in Shuanghe Cave comprised panda skeletal remains and teeth fossils. Wang Deyuan, an assistant researcher at Guizhou Academy of Sciences, said that based on the degree of tooth wear, it can be inferred that the fossils belong to an adult panda, adding that further testing is needed to determine the specific era it inhabited. Since 1988, Shuanghe Cave has seen 22 international joint scientific expeditions. So far, more than 40 individual giant panda fossils have been found there, with the oldest specimen dating back at least 100,000 years, while the most recent is only a few hundred years old. Wang noted that the successive discoveries of panda fossil sites hold significant importance for research on the evolution of the ancient geological environment of Shuanghe Cave, as well as the living conditions of its flora and fauna. As of last September, Shuanghe Cave has been measured to be 409.9 kilometers in length, making it the longest cave in Asia and the third longest in the world.
You're listening to Special English.
Renowned for its prowess in the grain, vegetable, and livestock industries, the small county of Ningcheng has discovered a new market niche, cat litter. Located in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, Ningcheng has abundant bentonite resources and is home to over 40 bentonite processing enterprises, more than 30 of which are dedicated to cat litter production. Bentonite clay, with its strong water absorption and clumping properties, is an excellent raw material for producing cat litter and has emerged as a thriving sector in recent years. The cat litter industry got off to a start in Ningcheng at the beginning of the 2000s, and following two decades of refinement, the county's cat litter industry registered a production value of 900 million yuan, over 120 million US dollars last year. According to County Chief Zhang Haixuan, Ningcheng now has an annual production capacity of 1.5 million tons, accounting for two-thirds of the national output of bentonite cat litter. Its cat litter has been exported to countries including Japan, Thailand, the United Arab Emirates, and Chile. To enhance the industry further, Ningcheng is focusing on high-end and environmentally friendly products such as dust-free and water-soluble cat litter, while also promoting the development of the entire pet economy chain, with cat litter at the forefront of its plans. Hu Jiyuan, Deputy Director of the county's Industry and Information Technology Bureau, said that Ningcheng aims to introduce and cultivate projects related to pet necessities, toys, clothing and beds, based on its existing industrial foundation. An internationally standardized cat litter production plant is expected to be operational later this year in the county. Zhang Wenhan, the general manager of a local tech company, noted that strict quality control and product development will be at the core of competitiveness in the future. According to an industry report, the urban pet consumption market in China grew to some 280 billion yuan last year, with the cat market logging 6% growth from the previous year.
You're listening to Special English. That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read two of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
The National Ballet of China is set to captivate audiences in the northern Dutch province of Friesland this June, as it prepares to stage a three-day show at a packed-out venue. According to the cultural section of the Chinese Embassy in the Netherlands, preparations are underway to ensure this ballet spectacular becomes a highlight of Sino-Dutch cultural exchange. The event, scheduled for June 6th to the 8th, promises to be a fusion of dance, lighting, sound, as well as a culinary journey blending Chinese and Dutch flavours. The event will be hosted in the iconic Abe Leenstra Stadium in Heerenveen. The National Ballet of China is set to dispatch a team of over 60 dancers to perform in the northern Dutch city. Jan Verneuve, one of the Dutch organisers of the ballet event, said that the performance will be a once-in-a-lifetime event. Verneuve noted that the selected production for this event is Inspiration and Glory, a Chinese ballet which draws inspiration from classic Chinese myths, expressing belief that these classic tales hold profound life lessons and will offer Dutch audiences a fresh cultural experience through ballet. To further enhance the performance's impact, organisers have devised several creative activities to make the art form more relatable to Dutch audiences.
This is Special English.
Chinese scientists have discovered 46 subglacial lakes beneath the ice sheet in East Antarctica using an innovative analysis method. Antarctica is covered by a vast ice sheet with an average thickness of over 2,400 metres. Beneath this ice sheet, there exist numerous diverse subglacial lakes. They are formed when melting ice streams flow over depressions in the bedrock beneath the ice sheet. And the study of subglacial lakes in Antarctica is of significant importance for understanding ice sheet dynamics, sedimentary processes, as well as subglacial geochemical cycles and the evolution of life. That is according to Tang Shui-Yuan, a research group leader from the Polar Research Institute of China. Scientists have introduced a novel method utilizing variational autoencoding to analyze the waveform features of ice bottom reflection shown in ice radar data. Employing this approach, the research team conducted a comprehensive scan of ice radar images in the region of the Gambutsev subglacial mountains in East Antarctica. The results revealed the existence of 46 subglacial lakes characterized by geometric contours, which are considerably smaller than those identified by conventional methods. Scientists believe this new method significantly improves the efficiency and accuracy of subglacial lake discovery and also holds promise for extending to the detection and labeling of more types of subglacial environments in Antarctica. The research was jointly conducted by teams from the Polar Research Institute of China, the China University of Geosciences Wuhan, and the Southern University of Science and Technology. According to current statistics, scientists worldwide have discovered a total of 675 subglacial lakes beneath the Antarctic ice sheet, with three of them successfully drilled and sampled.
That is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.